Praise God. Well, I'm going to warn everybody right now. We bought a new cord for the microphone here. It's thicker than the other one was. It's thicker. So it's not as flexible. And if I jerk it off my ear and throw it away, don't think nothing of it. Because it's not staying where it's supposed to be. I'm going to do a follow-up for what Sister Michelle taught Sunday morning. And if you remember that, it was about Ezekiel 47, where the vision, Ezekiel had the vision of the river that was flowing out from the house of God. And there was a lot of directions. You went out this door and came around the side and went in this door and then saw this door, and then it was from the south side. And I got confused reading all that, so I just went to where it says the water was coming out from under the threshold of the temple. And the guide that was with him measured out 1,000 cubits, and it was ankle deep. Measured out another 1,000, and it was knee deep. Then measured out another 1,000, and it was up to his loins or up to his waist. And then another 1,000, it was over his head. He couldn't touch the bottom. He had to swim, and more or less at the mercy of the river, because if it was a strong current river, bye. See ya. But there's there were some things that kind of caught my attention as I was meditating on it a little later. And I want to bring some of those things to your attention, that it applies to each one of us today. Especially the word that Brother Damon gave of release. Yes, we have been released. But I want to bring out here that the most important part of a river is the water. Okay? If there's no water, you don't got a river. You got a ditch. Okay? Now, by definition of a river, that means it flows. It's flowing, it's moving. If it's not flowing and moving, it's not a river. So, we know it's flowing, we know it's moving, but you can have a beautiful flowing river meandering its way through a beautiful valley, but if the water is coming from a spring that is maybe running through sulfur rock or some other kind of nasty rock or objectionable substance, you're not going to want to be near it. How many of you ever heard or smelled sulfur in a river? It's nasty. Ew. Yes, very bad, very bad. So when I talk about the river, I'm talking mainly about the water that makes up the river. Okay? We know that it flows. We can see where it's going, but we need to know about the water and what that means. Now, in Ezekiel 47, he talked about there was trees on either side of the river that he saw, and they produced fruit every month, and it was for food. Now, one translation says there was every kind of, or all kinds of trees. I looked, and that all kinds is in italics, so that means it wasn't in the original text. So the original text says, and all trees produced fruit every month, and the healing, or the leaves were for the healing of the nations. Provision and health for wherever the river goes, and there were many fish. So we got fruit, we got leaves, we got trees, beautiful water flowing, we got lots of fish, abundance of everything that we need. Everything lives where the river goes. Everything lives. I think Michelle kind of made that point. Remember that phrase. Everything lives where the river goes. It's actually a song. What was either dry or barren land or unwholesome or putrid would become flesh or fresh and alive with provision and healing. And it would become life-sustaining. But in the swamps and marshes, you know that sometimes around when the river is up, it kind of spreads out a little bit. Maybe it goes over its banks and then the water goes back down. Well, it leaves puddles and it leaves wetlands and marshes and the Bible says swamps and marshes where the water could not flow. The mainstream kept going, but the outside things weren't flowing. They couldn't flow because they didn't have enough water to flow. So those places would not become fresh with the water, and it would not be fit for life. The Bible says that it would be covered over with like salt or I guess the minerals or algae or something. It wasn't usable. The puddles on the outside of the main flow, I'm talking here, were unusable. Okay, y'all just keep that in mind because we're coming back to that. Okay, question number one. Where did the river start? From the temple. Yeah. It said it flowed out from under the threshold of the temple. That's where the water was coming from. Okay? In the temple. What is the temple? The temple is where the presence of God dwells. Okay? What are we? We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So, if we're a temple, guess who dwells in us? We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God, the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son live and dwell inside of us. We are the temple. So something should be flowing from us because the presence of God was in the temple. That's where the manifest presence of God would come and sit on the mercy seat or in the Holy of Holies there. And that's what the tabernacle was for. That's what the temple was for. God lives and dwells in us. It all flows from God. David said in the Psalms that God inhabits the praises of Israel. Now, back in when he wrote that, Israel was the people of God. But because of Yeshua and the work that he did, we are all people of God. Now, we are sons of God through faith or by faith. So we are his people. God inhabits our praise. You know, there were several times in the Old Testament when the presence of God manifested in the temple. During the dedication of Solomon's temple, and there was another time when David's temple was being dedicated. It was during the praise and worship session of their program, if they had a program. When the praisers and the worshipers and the musicians and the singers all sang and played and they blew on their trumpets and they beat on their tambourines and all that, they started singing. They started singing. The word just went, great is the Lord. His mercy endures forever. That's what it was. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. The Lord is good, and everybody started singing, and what happened? The place filled with smoke. That was the manifest presence of God. He came in. He said, I'm here. His presence filled the temple. No work could be done. It said that the priests could not even stand to minister and do what their part was. They had to wait for the cloud to dissipate somewhat before they could even get up and minister, do their own duties. No work was being done when the presence of God was in the house. No work was being done when the presence of God is in the house. When the presence of God comes into this house, when the presence of God comes into this house, we worship. We stop. We worship. Amen? In His presence is where we find what we need. Praise and worship brings His presence. We seek His presence through praise, and He establishes the waters that are to flow out from us. Just as in that temple, His presence was in the house, the water flowed out. The rivers start in each temple, because we are all temples. So all of us have rivers that start and flow in us because of the presence of God. But the rivers flowing out from the temple was not for that temple. Okay? Your rivers are not for you. Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 38, from His innermost being will flow rivers of living water. What was that first word? From. Going out. From. These living waters are not just to be sloshing around on the inside of you. That's not the purpose of the river. That's not what a river does. It doesn't just go from this side to this side and up and down and all around. No. In your spirit, the rivers flow out. Okay? Remember our definition of a river and what makes a river, it has to flow. It has to move and go out, and it flows in several ways. Yes, it flows out through our mouths, through our words, because we speak, and the river and the power of the river, the sustenance of the river goes forth. Our words release the power of the living water. It also flows out through our hands as we impart the life-giving water through our touch. And the simplest way is just through our presence. Just through our presence. Now, Brother Rob had river flowing out through him when he laid hands on his friend, and also he spoke. But there are times when just walking into a room can bring the refreshing, can bring to those that are in the room. Just through our presence. We all know when God shows up and we sense His presence. You know, in the Old Testament, and when they dedicated the temple again, they knew God was there. The fact that they couldn't stand up to minister, yeah, they probably thought something was going on. We are God's children. We have His nature. We have His attributes. We're made in His image. So we too can change the atmosphere of a place just by being there, not only physically, but because we're there spiritually. And it's from the Spirit that the waters flow, from our innermost being. The deep calls to deep. One of my favorite scriptures is 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 14. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. And here's the part that I like. And manifest through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. Do you smell like God? You should. Have you ever been around somebody long enough to recognize their perfume or air freshener? And no, they are around close. Yes, I said that for you. That's the inside joke between me and Kempo. But you can tell, if you get to know somebody enough, when they step in, when somebody comes into the room and says, well, she's here, or he's here, mainly because they use too much of it, but they can... After a while, just that fragrance hitting your nose reminds you of that person. oh, that smells like, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Or maybe it's not perfume. Maybe it's, hallelujah. But Paul says here that God manifests through us the sweet aroma. We got a guarantee there. The aroma of God is sweet. And it's the aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. When you walk in the room, people should be able to sense that God just walked in the room. I smell God. Somebody's here that's got the presence of God in them. I know it because I can smell it. Not talking about a confident air. You know, you walk in, okay, I'm God. I'm here. I'm on the scene now. Okay. God has arrived. We're gonna do this the right way. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the presence of God and the living waters that flow out from you. It can change people's attitude. It can change their demeanor. Even their tired and gruff mindset can be calmed and soothed by the refreshing, life-giving water that is flowing out of your belly, whether you say something or touch somebody or not. The river flows from the Spirit. The river flows. It doesn't flow through the flesh. It flows from the Spirit. So it's not limited to a touch or a sound. It just flows. The river flows. God's presence is for the temple. Very seldom will you be driving along and you drive through God's presence. The presence of God is in His temple. In His temple. It's not just a gaseous cloud floating around on I-35 and you drive through it. Oh, that was refreshing. No, you need God out there, but He's not out there just, you know what I'm saying? Okay. When we come in here, we come for fellowship and with fellowship with God. Brother Brian was saying that. Fellowship with God and fellowship with each other. We come to strengthen and lift each other up in God's presence. In this sense, what God has put on the inside of me may flow out to Brother Damon and change his circumstances. And the flow from him may be just the thing that Brother Demetrius needs to clear up his situation. Plus, there is a flow of God's anointing. Now, a lot of times, the anointing and the presence of God, they go together. They come from the same faucet. So His presence and His anointing flow together. And it comes in, the anointing comes in with His presence. We can all choose to step into that. We've told y'all before that we have allowed for this place up here to be open when we're worshiping, we're praising God. That if you come down here, there's not something special about it, but there is an act of your faith to come down and step into the anointing, into the presence of God at your choice. At your choice. You can flow and receive impartation and revelation of the things of God. We can receive healing and ministry from that flow of God, and that is wonderful and powerful. It's awesome. The rivers that Jesus spoke of in John flow from those who believe. Now, it said that anybody could come and drink from Him. He said, come and drink, anybody who's thirsty. But He said, if you believe in Me, then out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. That is where you believe in the Lord, and that is where the river starts. The rivers flow out of the temple. The rivers are for the world, which could be your next door neighbor. It could be the electrician at work who helps you get data from the machines. It could be anybody that you come in contact with. The river is for them, for refreshing, for healing. The rivers bring healing and provision and life wherever they are allowed to flow. Because you can carry the river with you, but if it ain't flowing, if you stop it, it's not going to be a river anymore. And it's going to start getting nasty. Which brings me to another thing. In John 7:38, Jesus said, "From his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." Rivers is plural. There must be many rivers, and I can see many kinds of water. I believe, and then this is just my belief, that there is, because I know God, he's not going to do something for somebody and not provide the same thing for somebody else. I believe there is a river for every kind of situation and need in the world. Amen. Just like there is a word of promise for every circumstance. Definitely, there is a river for salvation that flows to bring people into the kingdom of God and the lordship of Jesus. There could be a river of authority that when you get into a situation and there's evil trying to go on over here or a backlash or darkness is trying to rise up, you can take authority because of that river of authority that's flowing out from you. We already know that healing and restoration flows out to the world. What about a river of peace? You can let that peace refresh somebody. Isn't there a song? I got peace like a river, peace like a river. I got peace like a river in my soul. A river of joy. A river of joy. A river of encouragement. I believe there's a river of wisdom and understanding that when you get with somebody and maybe they're a little dry in their understanding, they're a little thirsty in their wisdom, let the river flow. Amen. Let the river flow. The word God said tonight that we have been released to flow. Maybe for as many different situations and circumstances that could possibly arise, there is a river on the inside of you, bubbling up like an artesian well from the Spirit of God to bring life and resolution and restoration to those circumstances for others. You have rivers of life flowing from your innermost being or your spirit where the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit dwells. Rivers, multiple. And Jesus said, if you believe in him, those rivers will flow out freely. Of course, we know he was referring to the working of and dealings with the Holy Spirit. He said he was referring to the Holy Spirit. Rivers of living water springing up from our innermost being and flowing out. Don't dam up your river. A dammed up river becomes a lake, and that doesn't go anywhere. And God didn't say you had a lake in you. There is not a lake of living water. There's a river of living water. Take your rivers with you when you go to the store. And let the refreshing water change someone's life. Take your river with you to the office or restaurant and let someone drink of the waters of God's Holy Spirit. If you feel like your river is more like a stream, just begin to praise and worship God. Let his presence fill you and create in you those rivers of living water until you're running over into everyone you meet. Don't stop the river. Allow the river to flow. More out there than in here. We've been released to go. Go. Amen? Well, we had a time here last night as we started praising God during our prayer meeting. We're not going to do it again because it was successful last night. We're going to do it again because God said to. So if you would, I'm gonna turn this thing off because I may get a little loud.
Stand with us. Now, we had a good time with worship this morning, or at the beginning of the assembly. But you know what? I still feel the stirring and the tug of His Holy Spirit. So let's just begin to offer praise to God and enter once again into that flow, that river where His presence is manifest. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. Father, we thank you for the rivers of your living water that you have placed inside of us, that you continually pour forth from your fountain the sweet water of your life, Father God. Your very indwelling brings the sweet water of your life. And we thank you and praise you for your manifest presence here in this place tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I praise you, I praise you, I praise you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Father, that your presence goes before us everywhere that we go. We praise you, Father God, that your goodness and your mercy is demonstrated to your people in all the earth. Everywhere there is a river flowing, Father God, that it is your river and that it is your will, plan, and purpose, your kingdom being established, your righteousness setting people free, your glory causing people to rise up and be changed from what they are into what you have made them to be. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we choose as an act of our will to give glory and honor and praise to you, to magnify your name, to lift you up in every situation, in every circumstance. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All glory and praise to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. All glory and praise for your majesty and your splendor and your glory in all the earth and all the heavens. The creatures and the angels cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We allow your spirit to flow freely from our spirit, out of our innermost being, your rivers to flow, your rivers to flow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Touching everyone that we come in contact with, we release that now in the name of Jesus by the work that he did, by his righteousness, by his sacrifice, that we may walk as you in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Praise you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. And your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Glory to your name. Ike rebasa turoso torekisite rebasa. Le menono kosho torebesite lebaka harabarogondorekide. Mando reki sere basho roso torebesi tire ele barono na kana mandandire ele basha raboroko sokire reke asandanda rabasurro barrabidibe ele baro mandara basidere reka satoroko sokele la bata rabasharanda nende reko shoto rabasikile. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord, praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we choose to take the rivers of living water with us wherever we go, and we choose to not stop them, but we allow them to flow freely out of us into those that you bring into our path, Father God. Let your rivers flow. Let your rivers flow. Rivers of healing, rivers of joy, rivers of peace, rivers of understanding and wisdom, rivers of authority, rivers of your blessed salvation, where we are healed and we're saved and we're set free, we're delivered, we're made whole. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. Holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Mighty God, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. It's been good to be in His presence. It's always so good to fellowship with you, Father God. Always. Help us to always carry you. Help us to always acknowledge you in all of our ways. Help us to always rely on you. And nothing, nothing come between what you have said and what we believe. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Well, we had one other thing kind of planned up, but I just don't feel that right now. So we will wait for another time. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, as the church of the Most High God, I call you blessed. I say that you are the sweet-smelling aroma of the knowledge of God everywhere you go, for the whole world to see and to know that you are a child of the Most High, and that everything you put your hand to is prosperous and successful, and that no weapon formed against you prospers. But you are taught of the Lord because you are His children, and great is your peace. Favor surrounds you on all sides. Grace covers you in all things. And the Lord shows mercy on your life. And the blessings of the Lord are yours forever and ever. And the abundance of His overflow is a blessing forevermore. We praise you, Father. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you that you bless your people
to be a blessing with the rivers that you flow out from us through. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. You're blessed. If you want to hang around and pray for a little bit or fellowship a little bit, you are welcome to. Just respect. If you see somebody praying, whatever, just respect their time and their position. Praise team rehearsal tomorrow night. You're free to go.